Early one summer evening, Jack lay on the couch reading a book about the history of horses. "Jack, could you run and get Annie from Jenny's house, please?" their mom called from the kitchen. "We're grilling hot dogs soon." "Sure," said Jack. He closed his book, hopped off the couch, and headed out the front door. As he started down the porch steps, Annie charged into the yard. "It's back," she said, out of breath. "You're kidding," said Jack. "No, I'm serious," said Annie. "On my way home from Jenny's, I checked the woods. I had a funny feeling it was back, and it was." "Are Merlin and Penny there?" asked Jack. "I don't think so," said Annie. "I shouted hello, but no one answered. I wanted to come get you before I climbed up."
"Thanks," said Jack. "Wait here, I'll tell Mom."
He dashed back into the house. "Mom, can Annie and I do something for about 20 minutes?" he called. "Okay, 20 minutes, no more," said their mom. "The grill's almost ready."
"Thanks," said Jack.
He looked at his wristwatch. It was 5:42, so they had to be home by 2 minutes after 6. He grabbed his backpack and hurried out of the house. Annie was waiting on the sidewalk.
20 minutes, no more," Jack called, running toward her.
"No problem," Annie said, and they hurried up the sidewalk together.
"I'll bet Merlin wants us to find another secret of greatness," said Jack.
"I know," said Annie. "I can't wait." They crossed the street and headed into the Frog Creek woods. They ran through the shadowy light until they came to the tallest oak.
"Merlin, Penny," Annie called.
There was no answer. The woods were still, strangely still. Not a leaf moved.
"Let's go up," said Jack.
He grabbed the rope ladder and started climbing. Annie followed. When they scrambled into the treehouse, there was no sign of Merlin or Penny.
"Not here," said Annie.
"Nope,"
said Jack, "but everything else is." He pointed to a piece of paper lying on the floor in the corner. On the paper, he'd written the secret of greatness they'd learned on their last mission. Humility. Sitting on top of the paper were two things, a small gold ring and a tiny bottle. Annie picked up the ring and held it out to Jack.
"The ring of truth," she said. "You get to wear it this time."
"Thanks," said Jack. He took the gold ring and slipped it onto his finger.
"Just make sure you keep checking to see if it's glowing," said Annie.
"Don't worry, I will," said Jack.
According to Merlin, the ring of truth would glow only when Jack and Annie discovered a true secret of greatness. Annie picked up the tiny bottle. She and Jack stared at its swirling contents.
"Wow," she breathed. "Merlin's magic mist."
Jack repeated the words of Camelot's magician.
"Mist gathered at first light on the first day of the new moon on the Isle of Avalon."
"Good memory," said Annie.
"Who wouldn't remember that?" said Jack. "If we take a sniff, we can be great at anything we choose for 1 hour."
"That's so cool," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
He had loved becoming a great horse trainer on their last mission.
"I wonder what talent we'll have this time, and where will we go?"
Annie pointed at a booklet that was lying in the shadows. She picked it up and handed it to Jack.
"Coney Island, I think," she said.
Jack read the title. "Coney Island, Tourist Guide."
"Coney Island, isn't that in New York?" said Annie.
"Yep.
Look, there's a note inside," said Jack.
He pulled out a piece of parchment from the booklet. He read aloud.
"Dear Jack and Annie, Thank you for successfully completing your first mission to find a secret of greatness. Now, on your new mission, I would like you to learn a second secret, this time from the great Houdini. M.
Oh, man, the great Houdini, said Jack.
What did he do? Said Annie.
Dad told me about him, said Jack. He could escape from anything. Chains, ropes, locks, handcuffs, prisons. He was amazing.
Was he a criminal? Said Annie. Jack laughed.
No, he was a performer, the greatest escape artist who ever lived, he said. He performed his act all over the world. I can't believe we're actually going to meet him.
So where do we find a person like that? Asked Annie.
Coney Island, said Jack, holding up the booklet.
Oh, yeah, duh, said Annie. So make the wish and let's go.
Okay, said Jack.
He put Merlin's message and the magic mist into his backpack. Then he pointed to the words Coney Island on the booklet.
I wish we could go there.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.